Happy Monday, Life Springers. I hope that this new week is opening well for you. This coming Sunday's sermon text is from Ephesians, like last week's was, during which we will talk about what it means to be fitting with regard to God's call for us. The gifts that Christ gives us are our way to accomplish God's calling or purpose. And now from Ephesians. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same one who ascended far above all the heavens so that he might fill all things. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. And now would you pray with me, O Christ of the church, Christ of self-sacrificing life and ministry, may we be like you in the way that we live our lives, never hesitating to give ourselves for you and for your kingdom. For Life Springers, I pray this Monday, may they be constantly reminded of the price you paid and derive courage and direction from that. Through you we pray. Amen.